brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Amazing news, and it makes my head spin. Absolutely makes my head spin. They're going after the freedom of the press in this country, calling it a press protection bill. We're going to be getting into that in this hour. We've got a full court press all over television again, saying that Assad did launch the chemical attack and that we've got a moral imperative like Serbia and Rwanda to save everyone. When Serbia and Rwanda, on record, were engineered by the globalists in both cases. But they're just targeting the public like they're completely and absolutely, totally ignorant. Meanwhile, it's all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming out right now that the globalists have been caught lying on every single front. Here are some of the headlines that are up on Infowars.com. Wife of man executed by FBI demands justice. That's big breaking news when we interviewed the wife of the man executed by the FBI at his house. They declared national security on the death squad operation. The top story, of course, is leader of Syrian rebel group calls for attacks inside the U.S. Wife of man executed by FBI demands justice. I just mentioned that. Kill a family member to join the Illuminati. Paul Joseph Watson did a very interesting report on some of the amoral degeneracy coming out in the news. You heard me right. Kill a family member to join the Illuminati. CNN propagandist Aman Poor demands moral intervention in Syria. And what I want our crew to do a story on is when she worked for the British press, she was involved putting out the fake story that was originally generated, on ITN, with the guy behind the barbed wire trying to get into a UN food center who had tuberculosis. She's like, look at the man in the camp. It's the Nazis. I mean, she knows she's up there lying. She knows Al-Qaeda launched the attacks. She knows they're going to butcher all the Christians. They know they want to deindustrialize and implode Syria. They know they want to bring down and put the jihadis in control of Egypt. They know. And she's up there going, we must do it. I can hardly talk. I'm so upset. And then she's up there trying to be an actress. And it's just such a joke, lying to their viewers. Unbelievable. Nigel Farage, this clip's coming up, confronts EU communist Barroso over global warming hoax that's absolutely imploding right now. Very important report. War is coming. 10 reasons why a diplomatic solution in Syria crisis is extremely unlikely. Russia to expand Mediterranean fleet to 10 warships. We've already got, seven there with the carrier killer arriving a couple days ago. I mean, this is getting serious. California lawmakers approved a measure to allow driver's license for illegal immigrants. Let me give you a little news flash. They already do that. DMV in Texas gives it to them, too. Look, and again, I'm nothing against the illegals. A lot of them are actually hardworking, good people. A generation or two after being here, just like everybody else's kids, black, white, I don't care. They are absolutely dependent, spoiled, rotten brats on average, just like white people and black kids. I mean, it is unbelievable what the culture and the media here does to people. And I wouldn't have a problem with 30 million illegals here if it was the kind of, cowboy hat, gun-loving, freedom-loving, family-loving type hard-working people that come up here from Mexico. But within a generation, it's absolute Communist Party. White people are all racist and bad. My guns are evil. El Norte is Mexico's. All Ford Foundation globalist garbage. And it's the kiss of death. It's how the globalists plan to finally bring in the voting bloc to bring this country down. Hey, can I go to Mexico and have a free baby? Can I go to Mexico and become a citizen or get a driver's license like that? No, I can't. I can imagine walking into a Mexican hospital saying, I'm here to have my baby paid for. They'd say, actually, we're going to arrest you and throw you in jail until the police suck every dime out of your family. By the way, we're going to knock your teeth out too, gringo.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan, and, of course, George Bush Sr., their morning briefer, is going to be joining us to give us his expert inside intel on what's happened in Syria and where it's all going and how big a blow this is to the corporate empire that seized America. Because it's not that Putin's defeating America. Putin is outmaneuvering the globalists who've just been caught lying and committing crimes worldwide, to where even the dumbest people are waking up to exactly what's happening. Reuters is reporting that the head of Al-Qaeda chief is calling for attacks on USA. So is the London Telegraph, but that dovetails with our article. It's the top story, red-linked on Infowars.com. Leader of Syrian rebel group calls for attacks inside the United States, and he just so also happens to be the head of Al-Qaeda. And Ayman al-Zahiri, the leader of Jabhat al-Nusra, which is the primary opposition force fighting in Syria, has called for terror attacks inside the United States after the jihad successfully takes over the next goal. Obama is backing them in the takeover of Egypt. He is backing them in the takeover of Libya. He is backing them in the takeover of Syria. And they have the nerve, after al-Nusra got caught videotaping themselves, they're very proud of it, firing the chemical weapons weeks ago and back in March. They've done it over and over again. It's the only way they can defeat the Syrian forces. This is with Saudi Arabian chemical weapons. All this has come out, and they've got Christina Amanpour and Samantha Powers and all the rest of these war whores. That's what they are. They're whoring America out for war. They're up there on TV saying, how dare us let him kill children? And it is not a moral equivalent when people get their heads chopped off or get executed to the nerve gassing of children. Serbia was wrong. And what happened in Rwanda was wrong. And we've got to do something. And then meanwhile, they're the ones, and with Christina Amanpour, literally running fake video of what they said was a concentration camp. That's on record that she and others pushed video of a guy trying to get into a food station that had barbed wire around it who had tuberculosis. There's a fat guy right next to him in the video. But they said, look at the man in the camp starving to death. He's in a Serb death camp. I am Christina Amanpour reporting for the British News. And then they said, you are such a piece of garbage. Can we hire you for CNN? You are our type of piece of trash liar. We love you, honey baby. And now she comes on television to lecture all of us. And it's just wall to wall. Kerry, he launched the chemical weapon. Amanpour, they launched it. On and on and on. Last hour I played the clip of her saying, hey, it is a moral imperative because he's hurting the children, when the West almost 3 years ago started this. And I know I've said that over and over again. I try not to get upset. It's just at a certain point, this becomes Twilight Zone level. This is becoming Twilight Zone level by the minute. And meanwhile, Harry Reid is coming out in the Senate yesterday in a speech saying the Tea Party's been running this country. Wait a minute, I thought the Tea Party had no power. I thought they were all racist. I thought they were all scum, that live in the South, as the Democrats who live in the North and the West keep going, oh, Southerners, white, racist, scum. Imagine if he said those Northerners, scum. The only group you're allowed to really be racist and hateful toward is white Southerners. I mean, because everybody knows they can't talk, they can't tie their shoelaces, or they're evil, they own guns, they're bitter clingers on the Bible. We've heard it all before. Gene Simmons has come out and defended Tebow, saying that if he was wearing a burqa, they wouldn't dare say anything, because it is because he's Christian and he's being attacked. Again, college drops ban on veils, ban after Muslim outcry. That's just all part of the divide and conquer going on, but it's only Christians. Can you imagine if Muslims were having their heads chopped off in mass by Al-Qaeda in Syria? Then it would be a big issue. That is just some of the incredible news that is now breaking. And now it's come out that the Federal Consumer Protection Bureau is to monitor 80% of all credit card transactions live time to keep you safe, and there to basically restrict citizen bloggers and private media groups who aren't working for the Fortune 100. The bill has passed the Senate committee saying openly that you don't have any anonymity, you don't have journalistic protection of the First Amendment for your sources if you're not certified by the federal government. So that's another way they're waging war, and the Drudge Report has properly called it fascism. And I have directed my reporters and my crew on the nightly news tonight to review the freedom of the press, the First Amendment, and the war on it by cybersecurity, by Homeland Security, and what's happening, because this is the big issue. The Pentagon announcing they're going to engage in covert and overt propaganda against independent media, the real media. That was a declaration of war a month and a half ago, and now you see it happening. Cybersecurity saying they're going to target blogs that don't agree with U.S. policy. They mean globalist banker policy. See, propaganda is everywhere, but look at how they go, Putin's defeating America, Putin schools America, knowing it's going to make Americans get mad and go, well, I'm going to support Obama. I don't want that Russian schooling America. He's not schooling America. He's schooling the globalists that have hijacked and occupied the country. And that's the talking point, because it's the truth. What are my talking points? The truth. America has been hijacked by offshore, above-the-law, mega banks. And it is the real Tea Party, not the one that Karl Rove tried to create to hijack. They've now given up. The Blue Bloods have just given up. They're panicking. Whenever Karl Rove's on Fox, he badmouths the real Tea Party. And Ron Paul and Rand Paul. Whenever Obama's in a private meeting and it gets leaked, or Biden, and he's talking to their billionaire-type folks that give millions a year, they're saying, we got to do something about this Tea Party. They're dangerous. They could really take us out. They're the enemy. And then Homeland Security says, we're the terrorists because we're Americans. Pro-gun, pro-family, pro-free market, pro-constitution, pro-rule of law. Man, we are big, huge wooden oak stakes and holy water and high noon to these people. We are high noon to Count Dracula and Nosferatu and all the rest of these New World Order scum, ladies and gentlemen. We are the end of them. See, notice that you don't have any power. It's over. America's socialist. Obama got reelected. Everybody has a mandate for communism now. Clearly election fraud. Clearly a ringer who ran against him. The guy that wrote with big industry the Obamacare, Rapacare, Scamacare, written by the foreign banks. On record, absolutely just destroy our healthcare system and make you pay money to the big insurance companies owned by foreign banks. All of this came out. All of this came out. And now they're red alerting on the Senate floor. They are red alerting going, these people are running the country. And things aren't going to get better until we get rid of them. You globalists are running the country. No. We're not running it. We are running the agenda now because we're telling the truth and people resonate with it. I don't have teleprompters, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a heart of prompter and a mind of prompter and a historical research of prompter and a guts of prompter and a liberty prompter. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for them to be defeated and not get our guns and to get the fluoride out of the water and to get real vaccines out there that aren't filled with stuff on purpose to brain damage people and to get the GMO out of our food. That's what I'm ready to die to get liberty, folks. That's all I care about. I take it personal. I mean, I'm all the way against these people and I'm alive. And they can't deal with people like that, folks. They cannot deal with us. We are the Americans. They are the enemy. Let's go to this clip of Harry Reid. I don't know if I can play the whole thing. Going into panic mode on the Senate floor about the Tea Party. Here it is.
And I would also talk about my friend from Oklahoma. I know that he's smart. And I understand it. But, Madam President, just because you're smart doesn't mean you're always right. Madam President, we have a situation where this country has been driven by the Tea Party for the last number of years. When I was in school, I studied government, and I learned about the anarchists. Now, they were different than the Tea Party because they were violent. But they were anarchists because they did not believe in government at any level, and they acknowledged it. The Tea Party kind of hides that. They don't say we're against government. That's what it all amounts to.
We're against government.
Doing physically destructive things to buildings and people. But they directly. But they are doing everything they can to throw a monkey wrench into any form of government, whether it's local, whether it's state or federal government. That's what it's all about. And so anything they can do to throw a monkey wrench in the wheels of government, they're happy doing that. And I'm sorry to say my friend from Oklahoma is helping them. Maybe not directly, but indirectly. And that's wrong. Government is not inherently bad. Government is inherently good. That's why we have a constitution. That's what we direct the activities of this government.
Government is inherently good.
So, Madam President, we
have a situation. Boy, history doesn't show that. Shut him up. Oh, what a tyrant. I mean, that is a flaming tyrant. Folks, that's like Obama saying, don't listen to voices that say tyranny's always around the corner. No, you're right. It's always in our living rooms. It's always taking over our lives. I mean, these people are by every benchmark. Secret arrest, torture, all these wars, funding Al-Qaeda, NSA surveillance of everybody, targeting the Tea Party. The head of the IRS got caught lying. Now she was ordered to target. She said in the memos, these people are dangerous. We got to shut them down. Well, yeah, we're dangerous to authoritarians that like Mao Zedong. I mean, like half his czars promote Mao. I'm sorry we're freaked out that Mao killed 80 million people. I'm sorry we listened to George Washington about the danger of government. I'm sorry we're Americans, you little piece of trash.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I see another side.
When Ray McGovern leaves us in about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to get into the attack on the press, not just the Fairness Doctrine to shut down free speech on talk radio with the Orwellian name Fairness Doctrine. No, it's passed the Senate committee to have the government certify which journalistic operations will be allowed into events, will be allowed to basically have protection of their sources. You name it. It's extremely extremely fascistic, what's going on. Joining us is Ray McGovern, and he, of course, was one of the top briefers, the national security briefers for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., and he joins us in this segment and part of the next to break down exactly what we see happening. He's a native of New York and Washington. He was an Army infantry officer during Vietnam. He served as a CIA analyst from the administration of John F. Kennedy to George H.W. Bush. And he again was one of the most national, high-level national security advisors from 81 to 85. He's fluent from everything in Russian to German to Spanish. And I'm not going to get into all the rest of his degrees from Harvard and the rest of it. He's also a theologian. Good to have you with us. I want to get your take, sir, on the state of the world first. Give us a briefing on that. How historical this is. Could this be the beginning of the end of the Anglo-American Empire? And what do you make of the entire Syria situation and the briefing you sent to the president last week, warning him of all the top analysts that you talked to, saying this was clearly a fraud by the rebels? And now it appears that they're diplomatically being defeated, but they're still escalating the military force and what they plan to do once al-Qaeda and al-Nusra is in control of Syria. So, Ray McGovern, thank you for coming on, sir.
You're most welcome, Alex. Well, let me just talk about cui bono. I think that's a good place to start. Cui bono means who profits from all this? What country expects to profit from continual violence, the kind of things that we've seen in Syria for over 2 years now? And the answer to that is very, very simple. It's Israel. As long as the Sunni and the Shia are at each other's throats, and not only in Syria, by the way, but in the whole adjacent area, the better it is in terms of how the Israelis look at this. For their strategic planning, namely, they face a lot less threat from either Sunni or Shia, as long as they're at each other's throats. Now, is there incentive for the Israelis to camp down that struggle? Well, not only is there no incentive for that, there is incentive to keep it going. There was a really interesting report in the New York Times, of all places, Alex, on the 30th of August, and it talked about this young journalist in Jerusalem who had talked to senior Israeli officials, security and military officials, and she asked them, you know, what's the best outcome in Syria for Israel's interests? And they said, oh, that's easy. No outcome. And she said, I beg your pardon? No outcome. Just keep the pot boiling. We feel very secure as long as people kill each other and they're not killing us. And she explored a little further, and she found out, much to her amazement, that she might have listened to your program and been prepared for this, that Israel and its big patron, the United States of America, have this interest in not letting al-Qaeda win, of course, but to keep the pot boiling. Now, how best to prevent al-Qaeda and al-Nusra from winning? Well, that's pretty simple. You get the U.S. involved. Now, John Kerry, who I think is one of those neoconservatives, and the definition of a neoconservative is a person who has great difficulty distinguishing between what he or she perceives to be the strategic interests of Israel on the one hand and the strategic interests of the United States on the other. They tend to be synonymous in these people's minds. Now, I don't fault them for that. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but they shouldn't be making policy for the United States of America if they think that everything Israel does or everything Israel wants is ipso facto the best thing for us Americans. It is not. It is demonstrably not. And John Kerry spent as much time over there with Netanyahu and others over the last couple of months as anyone else. Ostensibly, he was looking for a way to get the peace talks started again between the Palestinians and the Israelis. That came not only to Nos, it came to further settlements on the West Bank and other occupied territories, clearly illegal. And when the Europeans said, you know, that's illegal, we ought to brace the Israelis with it, John Kerry was the first. No, don't criticize the Israelis. So,
Ray McGovern, we got to go to break. Ray, we got to go to break. We're going to come right back and continue on that line. So we looked at the Israeli angle. Then I want to look at in general, how this is going for the establishment. I want to get your take on that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. Well, he served from the 60s under JFK right through until the early 1990s as a top briefer to the presidents for the CIA, and I've asked him to give us a briefing on what he believes is behind all this. Ray McGovern's our guest. We're going back to him here in just a moment. I want to get his big picture on the whole world now and how things are going for the West over there. And his analysis is sadly spot on. It's order out of chaos, break the country multiple parts. It's just absolutely wicked and very, very sad to see the West being part of this. We're going to go back to him in a moment. First off, InfoWarsStore.com, or you can link through via InfoWars.com. That's how we fund most of what we do here on air. We've got the high-quality water filtration systems like ProPure to cut out the glyphosates and the sodium fluoride and the poisons that get in our water supply. We have those the lowest price, best gravity-fed stainless steel systems out there, side-by-side comparisons, blows away the competition. And you can go there with promo code WATER, and you can get 10% off the already lowest price. We've got the Life Straw, a lot of other great filtration systems, the best stuff out there. We've done the research. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and that helps fund the article news division, the radio show, the news, nightly news division, the films, all of it. And we're having a huge effect, so thank you all for your support. Our mission is bringing the best products, the lowest prices, stuff that I use, things I've researched, so we can be competitive in the free market and fund ourselves and not be government-funded like most of the dinosaur state-run media. So InfoWarsStore.com for all the new T-shirts that have come in, the Patriot Liberty Constitutional T-shirts, the True Americana, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can get the Political Correctness Special September issue that really shows how it's authoritarianism under Obama. It is not political correctness. You know, you can slaughter all the Christians in Syria, and that's not sectarian or racist under, you know, this globalist operation. But if you have a brown bag in Seattle, well, you're going to get in trouble because that's code word for racism. I mean, this is the mental illness they're trying to inject out there for balkanization. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Ray McGovern joins us. When he leaves us, we'll give you some of the great news sites that he's affiliated with as well. I know he's got his Ray McGovern site. There's News Consortium. We'll ask him which one is the best for folks to visit here in a moment. But, Ray, I wanted to throw this out at you first here. Look, I've gone over this. You've got Turkey wanting to expand its empire and maybe grab a piece of Syria. You've got Israel wanting to play the Shiite off against Sunni. And you've got the West wanting that in Egypt as well, and Obama supporting that. And you've got the military-industrial complex, 83% more money given to the senators that voted, to vote the war resolution a few weeks ago out of the Senate or last week. You've got all that going on. You've got Obama with his seven scandals wanting a distraction. And clearly Israel's tried to act like that they haven't been trying to play people off against each other. I've had Israelis call in and say, no, we know this. You know, we know this is what's really going on. And I believe, as the Russians said, and I said it before they said it, that there may be chemical weapons launched by al-Nusra or other al-Qaeda groups against Israel as a wink-wink deal to allow it to go on. And I know they do plan on having an American force when they, quote, implode it. The thing Kerry says he doesn't want is what they admit is that the actual plan, as you know, in the Brzezinski-type documents, to go in and break it in at least two pieces, maybe three, and implode it, let al-Qaeda get in, and then say, oh, we got to go in to stop al-Qaeda. So I agree with your analysis completely. My question for you is, we know that's going on. My audience knows that. What I really want to pick your brain on is the 91% in Reuters poll against this, the 500-to-1 phone calls to Congress on record, Republican and Democrat, Rush Limbaugh saying it may be a false flag. That's a big deal. Glenn Beck saying false flag. Rand Paul, Pat Buchanan. The Drudge Report exposing it. The so-called libertarian right really actually acting like libertarians coming out against it, while the so-called left has been cheerleading it. I wanted your expertise on the sea change we're seeing, if you believe that's one, and many experts like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, myself, folks in the New York Sun saying they believe this signifies the beginning of the implosion of the Anglo-American empire that, you know, Israel's part of. And then Saudi Arabia also wants a piece of this. So how are they involved? Now, I've given you a large question there. Try to give us your answer, please, sir.
Well, this is a major defeat for those who want to promote Israel's objectives in Syria and elsewhere in that part of the world. The president has been made to look rather ridiculous by depending on, the tough guys and now the tough gals in the White House and the UN. They went behind the ears, Alex. They don't know which side is up. But what really happened here, and this is of more than passing interest, you'll recall that barely 2 weeks ago on August 30th, John Kerry got up and said, we know about these chemical weapons, and we know that Assad is a really bad guy. He said, we know, no less than 35 times, okay? And that was supposed to persuade us.
Ray, we're having trouble hearing you. Can you put the cell phone close to your mouth? Thank you.
Sure. Is this a little better?
Oh, that's night and day. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay. So he was asking us, you know, trust us. Now, they released a four-page document that was bereft of any detail that anyone could check. And in that document itself, it said, well, while we have high confidence in our assessment, see, everything is an assessment, nothing of in the way of evidence was adduced. We have high confidence in our assessment, and this is the next best thing getting it confirmed.
Wow.
So we go to war without confirmation, which is true. So what happened here is on that Friday night, General Dempsey, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, or perhaps it was Saturday morning, he got to the President of the United States and he said, look, Mr. President, we know that you're very fond of those sophomores that you have around you there in the White House and those tough guys and gals, but, you know, they don't know zilch about war. We do, okay? And we're telling you that the notion we can do an extraordinarily clean strike and not expect retaliation, well, forget about it. That's not the way it's going to go down, okay? Now, every one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was against this thing. Dempsey finally had the guts to stand up and say, now, Mr. President, not only do we think this is a fool's errand, but, you know, I don't want to have to answer the question that would inevitably be asked, and that is, why'd you have to do this now? Why couldn't you wait for the U.N. inspectors, you know, shades of Iraq? Why couldn't you wait for the U.N. inspectors to come up with their work? You know, we can do this, Mr. President, tomorrow or next week or next month. It doesn't make any difference. So if they ask me that, I'm going to say, beat the hell out of me. Why don't you go ask the president or one of his smart little sophomores? Now, he may not have used that language, but that's what he told them. And how do I know that? Well, when the president got up and shocked everybody out of their mind, less than a day later, when he went into the Rose Garden and said precisely that, he said, my chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff tells me that there's no urgency here, that we can do this today or tomorrow or next week or next month. And so we're going to go to Congress and get the authorization. Well, what happened the next day? John McCain, and Lindsey Graham stormed into the White House, came out after half an hour, and before the cameras, they said, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has gone soft on this thing. He screwed the whole thing up, and he told the president that he doesn't have to do this. He does have to do it. He does have to do it. And they stamped their feet, and he said he does have to do it. So what happened here is the president finally got some sense into it. And with that support from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, dissuading him from going ahead without congressional approval, without international approval, with no approval except for Samantha Power and Susan Rice and a couple of the other sophomores there, he decided to do the right thing. Now, as the week went on, each attempt by these sophomores was counterproductive. The opposition to a military strike on Syria grew instead of diminished. And by the end of the week, it looked like he would not only lose in the House, which everyone kind of assumed, but in the Senate as well. So what happens then? Well, on Monday morning, just this past Monday, John Kerry is coming home, right? And he stops in London, and he does a little press thing, speaking from his speaking points. And then somebody asked him an unscripted question. He said, oh, Secretary Kerry, could you tell me, is there anything at all that the Syrian regime could do now to avoid being struck by the United States military forces? And Kerry looks at him and he says, yeah, of course they can. They can destroy all their chemical weapons or give them over to international control, give a full accounting of them. And yeah, that would avoid it, but that's not going to happen. That'll never happen. This is about 10 o'clock in the morning, London time, right? 10:30 London time, his spokesman and the State Department says, well, Secretary Kerry was just rhetorically saying that this might be great, but it was just, it was a rhetorical point he was making, okay? 1 hour later, the Russian foreign minister gets up, Lavrov, and he says, hey, how about Syria destroying all its nuclear weapons under U.N. supervision and signing the treaty, and we think these Syrians will agree to this. And sure enough, Syrians 2 hours later agree to it, and Obama is sent a lifeline out of this ridiculous situation that he got himself into. Now, why was it that Kerry was blindsided by this? Because the Russians know that Kerry doesn't want peace. He he's acting in favor of Israel's interests. He spent a lot of time with Netanyahu over the last few weeks. This is all very, very well planned.
Okay, well, I want to talk big picture here because it's on record that the rebels have been caught in Turkey with chemical weapons. They've been caught loading them and firing them several times before this. The propaganda in our media is pointed at the lowest common denominator, but it doesn't work because the military now knows we're arming al-Qaeda. The military is freaking out. You've got members of Congress calling it as a false flag. So the whole agenda is falling. And listen, my only issue is in the camps out there, there are people that say Saudi Arabia is behind it or Israel's behind it or Obama wants a distraction. I see it as not taking guilt away from any of the groups, but I see it as an alignment of interest, a bunch of groups that politically and militarily and economically like what's happening, but the world's waking up to how immoral it is. You keep going back to Israel, and I respect your view and your research and your sources. Are you saying that all of this is Israel? I mean, why is Saudi Arabia offering to pay for it then? We know Netanyahu wants this. My only issue here is, how is that going to help Israel if it turns into a regional war, Iran attacks them, Syria attacks them, World War III starts, which many analysts, I want to get your take on that, say could happen. Because, and then how could our leaders fumble and act so stupid and so inept and also not even get their talking points straight? As a radio host, I could do a better job sitting here watching. I mean, it's like they're phoning it in or something. The women are all prancing around, swooping their hair around like they're on a model runway. Kerry looks like he's mentally ill, about to collapse in the hearings, like he's dying or something. I mean, I look at the establishment, and I've never seen a more mentally ill-looking group. And I've never talked like this. It's like those who the gods would destroy, they make, you know, insane first. Ray, I mean, the big picture here.
You're right to mention Iran, Alex. This is an extension of the whole thing. Your listeners probably know that there's a mutual defense treaty between Syria and Iran. And part of the effort here is to bloody Syria and embarrass Iran. I hear strange noises from my phone here, so if we go off, I'll get onto a landline. But if we bloody Syria and Iran stands by idly, not able to really defend their ally, well, Iran will look kind of silly. But what they're hoping for is that Iran will somebody be implicated, and the Israelis can head out, or the U.S. can sit out after Iran as well. The Sunni Shia thing, of course, is all important here. The Saudis are Sunni. The Iranians are Shia. And so if there's a marriage of convenience here with the Saudis and the Israelis having a common objective, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so they are in cahoots on this. Now, what I will mention here, you mentioned the reports that actually it was not the Syrian government, but rather the rebels who were responsible for the chemical event there outside of Damascus on the 21st of August. There's more teeth in a report that was put out 3 days ago. It's written by F. Michael Maloof, and he's reporting from a classified document that he got access to, which shows that sarin, for example, was available to the Nusra Front, and this secret no foreign document gives chapter and verse about how Turkey, the al-Nusra Front, and others not only had the capability to use sarin, but smuggled some into Syria, which is kind of well known to the Turkish police and everyone else. So there's palpable reporting now that is checkoutable, if I may use that adjective, unlike the administration, which depends on we assess this, we assess that, we have confidence in this assessment that there's not a shred of detail. Now, the only other thing that really is interesting to know is that the Israelis apparently had a hand in this intercept that everyone had been saying shows that Assad side knew about, planned, and all this kind of stuff, that chemical event outside of Damascus. Well, guess what? If that intercept is available, and if it says what the administration claims it says, what should they do? They should disclose it. They should release it. Now, people say, oh, no, no. Then the Syrians would know that we're eavesdropping on them. Whoops. Are you still there?
Yes, I did hear a click on your phone. I mean, look, bottom line, Ray McGovern, we know it's a fraud. The world's seeing it. So what do you expect to happen in the final equation? What do you expect their next move? What do you expect the Obama people to do next?
Well, I think Obama's learned a lot from this. He's come out smelling not like a rose, but at least not smelling as bad as he would have had he authorized these attacks. There is a prospect that Russia and we can get together and actually cajole or force the various parties back to Geneva. People say, well, Assad wouldn't go to Geneva. That's a lie. The Russians.
And then we could end this out-of-control civil war, even give him an exit out of the country. But then Turkey, Israel, and Saudi Arabia won't get to carve the nation up. Ray McGovern, thank you so much. We're going to come back with one more quick comment from you on how you think we can end all this, and then we will go into the next hour. We got Katy Perry's dad joining us.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, I was brought up like any Baptist living in Texas to be extremely pro-Israel, watching the Arab countries pile up and attack the country. And I know there's all this old enmity and all these sides just want to beat the other. The Shiites want to beat the Sunnis. The Sunnis want to beat the Shiites. There's different Israeli camps and assassinations and different government parties killing each other there. So Israel's not even unified. And I try to stay out of the whole, you're either in the Israel camp or you're the Arab camp. It's all just a complete mess. And I don't think America should be involved in it. I agree with Rand Paul. But I separately don't like the Israel lobby, AIPAC, through the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, attacking me when I don't agree with everything Israel's doing. Because I'm not anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, and I shouldn't have to sit there and preface that. You can criticize anybody you want, but if you criticize Obama, they say you're racist because he's black, as Ed Asner said. He's coming on Monday. And if you criticize Israel, you're anti-Semitic. Well, I've seen polls in some cases of more than 60% of Israelis against new wars. Are they anti-Semitic? This is political correctness meant to control people. And I think the Likudniks running Israel really are going too far, like many other powerful countries have done. They're biting off more than they can chew, and the military's told Obama this. But again, if it was just Israel wanting this, and I'm here criticizing Israel, I think we get blinders on or almost like tunnel vision, where we need to look at the other groups here too. So Saudi Arabia can be criticized and the arms makers that are lobbying for it, because they're not, the arms makers aren't going to have a future if we have World War III. Ray McGovern, how do you see this ending? Where do you see this going? Assad offered to give up his chemicals. Now they have Samantha Powers and others saying, doesn't matter. It's not about your chemicals. And,
Alex, it's a completely different situation right now than it was just barely 2 weeks ago. Israel has been dealt a very serious setback, and so has the Israeli lobby in this country. Obama has been able to see through what they tried to do in terms of mousetrapping him. His military, for once, have stood up and said, look, we're interested in fulfilling our promise to the Constitution to defend and protect it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So what we have here now is a situation where Obama can move forward. It's going to take a while. It's going to be terribly difficult. But he has the support of the country now, and that's the new element. The people have spoken, but once they prevailed, every now and then, Alex, it's possible to rejoice, okay? That sounds funny coming from an intelligence professional, but we dodged a big bullet, and so did the Syrians. We dodged another war. We should rejoice in that. Now, if I were Obama, what would I do? I would take the people that deceived me. I would take John Brennan and, the admitted perjurer, James Clapper. I would fire them. I would say, look, whether you were trying to give me plausible denial or not, you lied to me. You put me up there and I looked really stupid because, I couldn't even.
You're thinking from the perspective of you were advising the president. But the question is, he's so compromised and is such a puppet. That's what's so scary, is we've got all these special interests to think that they can do whatever they want. But I agree with you. We should rejoice in a collapse.
The problem is that, the president still needs a backbone implant. And
exactly.
I checked at GW Hospital, they're 5 years away from perfecting that.
You bet. Ray, we're out of time. What's the best website for folks to visit?
RayMcGovern.com.
All right, we've got it up on screen. Thank you so much, Ray. We'll talk to you again soon.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.